I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This year marks the 20th anniversary of Dance for a Reason, the annual fundraiser where dancers of all styles come together to perform for the benefit of a local cause. This year's event happens at the Halt Center in Eugene on Friday, January 24th. The beneficiary will be the Lane County School Garden Project. Joining us in the KLCC studios are dancer, gymnast, and teacher Jeannie Morrow, who leads Dance for a Reason, and John Moriarty, executive director of the Lane County School Garden Project. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, Eric.
Thank you.
Well, 20 years is a long time, Jeannie. Well, when you first became involved with this, did you ever imagine the scope of what this would become over the years?
Oh, no. The snowball effect happened. It was just like, whoa, can we stop this? Apparently not.
Yeah. Well, what was the initial vision you had for it? Has it shifted from then?
I think initially there were groups in town that had never been on stage together, you know, like the ballet and the tap, never on the same stage. So, and I had several friends in different styles of dance that I wanted on the same stage. And instead of them dancing for themselves, they decided once I asked them, could you please, you know, dance for a cause?
What are the guidelines for the beneficiary that you choose annually?
These days, we look at the nonprofits in town that really make a difference. They're not corporate sponsored. They're not huge. We try to pick ones that will appreciate and be able to use the money that we raise for them.
And John, you are the beneficiary with the School Garden Project this year. Tell us a little bit about what the School Garden Project is and why.
We work with schools throughout Lane County to help them develop, use, and maintain educational school gardens. Primarily, we're working with elementary school students. We, with a number of these schools, teach in school and after school. We're in 17 schools right now in 4 districts. And what we're bringing to the garden is a standards-based science curriculum. And they're actually the ones doing the gardening. So they're not only having a science activity each time they're out in the garden, but they're also planting and weeding and watering. And ultimately, one of our prime objectives is they're tasting everything that they grow. And what happens when they taste what they grow is the magic, because then kids begin to like vegetables, recognize where they're coming from. And this is so important in an age when we're dealing with childhood obesity and related diseases. So it's educational, it's gardening, and it's nutrition.
What would you do specifically with the money that will be raised from Dance for a Reason?
This will literally make it possible for the School Garden Project to reach more students than we have before. When we take a class out into the garden, we try to bring them out there for at least 8 to 10 hours a year. It's their own garden. We've been able to do that for between 700 and 1,000 kids each year in Lane County. With this support from Dance for a Reason, we hope to be able to increase that, actually literally add another class, get another class out in the garden.
And Jeannie, let's return to the creative vision of what's going to be happening on the Halt Center stage. Tell us who some of the participating dancers are and what the creative form is going to be.
Well, we've got some of our regulars, our Comic Relief Swannies are back. Eugene Ballet, the youth ballet, is there. We've got some great surprises, though. I think the audience will be pleasantly surprised. And there's 5 new dance companies that have never performed in Dance for a Reason before as well. Bush King Theater, Nia. It's going to be a really good show yet once again.
How have you seen this change the dance community over 20 years by bringing such diverse dancers together?
Well, I think they're excited on stage together.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare. You don't see that very often. I mean, we have several hip-hop companies in town that invite other hip-hop companies to dance at their shows, but you don't see the variety, the eclectic dance that you see at Dance for a Reason. In the beginning, it was so small. There were more dancers than there were people in the audience that first year over at Kate Auditorium. And now it's grown to, 1,800 people at the Halt, and which is different than giving $250 the first year as opposed to $7,000 last year.
Well, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Eric.
Jeannie Morrow, leader of the annual Dance for a Reason fundraiser, and John Moriarty, executive director of the Lane County School Garden Project, this year's beneficiary. The 20th annual Dance for a Reason will be held in the Silva Concert Hall of the Halt Center in Eugene this Friday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. More information at danceforareason.com. Tickets via the Halt Center box office, haltcenter.org, and more about the Lane County School Garden Project at schoolgardenproject.org. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you for having us.
Nice to see you, John.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.